This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you want to follow the Strictly Anonymous Podcast on Twitter or Instagram, it's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to follow me on TikTok, okay, I'm on TikTok now and I'm going to figure that shit out. Okay, I'm going to be posting confessions up there. And listen, if you guys have confessions, you don't want to come on the show, you don't want to talk to me, you don't want to out yourself like via a phone call with me, write to me. Send me your confessions. Don't make them that long. I'm going to start posting confessions on TikTok. I already have my TikTok up. It's Strictly Anonymous Confessions. Okay, so follow me there as well if you're on TikTok. Can't you get lost? Oh, no, Strictly Anonymous Confess. Sorry, Strictly Anonymous Confess on TikTok. I don't know about you, but the thing that I love on TikTok, right, is those like videos of people recommending things. I saw one girl at Target and she's like, this is the best this, and this is the best that, and this is the best. I mean, she rattled off like 50 things and I was like, oh my God, I got to get all of this shit. And I don't even know why. I don't, she just said, this is the best for this. And why did I believe her? I don't fucking know, but that's probably why she's had like a million hits at Target. Because for some reason you're like, this bitch knows what she's talking about. And why do we think that? I don't know, because I didn't see her face. She had no bio. She didn't specify that she was like, you know, an expert in skincare or, you know, healthy snacks. Oh, but I was taken by the video. And those are the kind of videos I like the how to's. I don't know. TikTok, you could get lost in it. But I'm going to try and start that up. So, and I need confessions because I'm going to be showing confessions. That's what my TikTok is going to be about. So email me your confessions if you want. strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. This is also a call and advice show where I talk to people and we get really into their confessions here, right? So if you want to be on the show, I'm always looking for people to confess their secret lives, their naughty lives. Or even I say it's a call and advice show because I like to talk to people about their problems and help them with it. So if you fall in any of those categories and want to be on the show, go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com strictlyanonymouspodcast.com or send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. You could also follow me on YouTube, subscribe to my channel, like and share my videos, comment there. I try to comment or reply back to every single person within 24 hours on YouTube. A lot of times, I would say 100% of the time, the people that are on my show go on YouTube and they read the comments. Sometimes they're a little horrified because, you know, fucking people, it could be assholes. Trust me. Look at my reviews. I mean, you know, you give people I don't know, people are having a bad day, I guess. I don't know. And then they just, you give them a phone and then they go on and they write bad shit. So sometimes the people are horrified, but they're watching and they email me like, oh my God, these people, my video sucks. Like, people don't like it. And it's like, whatever. But so if you want to talk to the people who have been on my show, give them your 2 cents, your nice 2 cents. If you want to ask a question, get in the conversation, comment on YouTube, because that's like a good that platform for that. That's what I love about it. If you're listening on YouTube right now, go to the top of the screen and click on subscribe, and don't forget to like and share my videos. If you want to join my Patreon, I have a section there just for people who are into pantyhose. That became like a fetish that I just focused in on because of this one guy, and he like was sending me pantyhose, and then I'm like, oh, I'm gonna like try them on and give reviews, and I'll do that. And then I'm like, I'm gonna put all that shit on Patreon. So I started this. Everything with me happens by accident, but it turns out to be good. So I started the Patreon just for the hosers. I call them my hosers, people who are really into pantyhose. So I have a whole section for my hosers there. A lot of extra pantyhose content and conversations about pantyhose goes on there. I also have a section that I love now, which is I don't know what you call it, but it's on there. It's for $60. You get to talk to me, and we just talk for like 45 minutes. I set it up like a therapy session. You can talk to me about whatever you want. You could reveal your, you know, secret life, or just talk to me about your issues or problems if you want to, like, whatever. And it doesn't get aired on the show, and I don't tape it. So you could do that on Patreon. You could also just support my show. I've been doing it for 6 years. I've never made a dime. I'm just starting to try to monetize it. But if you love my show and you want to throw me a couple bucks a month, there's a $3 tier. And for that, you don't just support my show. You also get a monthly Q&A that I think are very interesting. You hear a lot of interesting stuff on there about me, about guests, about all that kind of good stuff. And you also get these episodes early on Friday instead of Sunday. So sign up on patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Again, go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Sorry for all this shit in the beginning. I mean, listen, I listen to podcasts myself and I like fast forward a lot of times through this stuff. So if you've heard it before, know, and you're already a Patreon member and subscribe to my show, and if you could write a review, a good review, that'd be fucking great. Give me 5 stars. It always helps the show. If you do all that, just like fast forward through this shit. But now I'm going to get to who I have on the show today. I have a guy named David. Now, David didn't lose his virginity till a little later in life. And then once he did, he got to it. Let me tell you, David's a guy who, could not be monogamous. He got busted a lot of times. You got to hear those stories. We talk about how his baby mamas, he has more than one baby mama, how they caught him. And they don't just catch him with other women. They catch him with trans women. He started out after, you know, when he started to cheat, it first was like with guys, and then it was like with feminine guys, and then it was with transgender females. And he's been with crossdressers. And like I said, he's, because he has a problem being monogamous, and he had a thing with always wanting to be in a relationship. He got caught a couple times. He's done a lot of things with these people. We talk about how when he first started hooking up with guys, and like I said, how it transitioned from, like, you know, men to transgender females, and how he feels about that, and whether he'd ever date that way now, what label he considers himself. I don't know what, we don't know. He doesn't know. If you know what you would call, consider him as far as a label is concerned, comment about that too. But we get into all of it, and it's super fascinating. And there's a lot of details, and there's a lot of stories, and I actually give him advice too, you know, because he's like one of those guys that, so he's in a relationship, or he used to be always in a relationship, but always cheating and finding, like, there was a lot of confliction with that. It's like, just don't be in a fucking relationship, right? So, and that's where he's at now. He's actually come full circle. So it's an interesting story to listen to. I'm going to be right back on with David.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, David. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you have a double life, right? Like most of my callers.
Right? Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I think so. I mean, what I think is really great about you, because you gave me a lengthy email, which I normally don't read, but I did read through yours for some reason. I typically like to get on and know, like, less is more for me, right? Because I'm just naturally curious, and would, you know, I just ask a million questions and I'll get the whole story, right? But what I like about your story, and is that, you know, you did live a double life for a really long time. And maybe what you're doing now is still secret, but you're not doing it behind partners' back. Like, you're finally single and doing, like, your shit that you're doing, right? Like, as a single person, and that's totally fine. Whereas you have a lot of these people that are not only living a double life, but they're doing it behind, like, a partner's back, right? So they're really, you know, fucking with somebody else, right? Because they're in a relationship, right? And they're cheating, right, behind their back. And I'm always like to people, like, just be single. Like, you could fuck whoever you want if you're single. Like, I don't understand. But a lot of people have this, like, intense need to have a relationship, right, and have that security of that. But then they have to have this other life too, right? But you finally separated it, right? But, and that's where you're at now.
Right.
I'm correct, right?
Yes.
And you got off of, like, needing to have that relationship in your life.
Yeah, I finally at 34 realized that I needed to separate it until I can get my shit straight.
You could do whatever the fuck you want. Why do you need to have a relationship? I don't know why people are so, like, needy of pairing up. But maybe it's because I'm just not that type that I don't get it. But, like, you know, it's like it doesn't make sense, but that's not really, like, all that I want to talk to you about. You have, like, a really interesting story, so let's get to your thing. All I'm saying is, like, I commend you that you're just finally single and hooking up with people, because way before now, you were hooking up with other people behind a lot of women's back. So you're only 34, right? To me, that's young, but let's start at the beginning. Okay. Where would that be for this, for your story?
Like I said, I mean, lost my virginity at 18, 19.
Right. Which you even said was kind of late, right? I'm always like, oh, that is kind of late for a guy. No. Why did you wait? Did you,
especially nowadays?
Yeah, I know. Even when in my day, well, no, in my day, it would have been more normal for a girl. Guys would have been a little bit earlier. But why did it take you so long? Do you know?
I don't know. I was pretty book smart and concentrated on school and sports and everything. And I had girlfriends, don't get me wrong, but yeah. I guess I was just afraid to take that next step. And I guess, you know, confidence gets better with age. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you really made up for it, okay? So you lose your virginity at 18, right? And then start from there.
Yeah. And then we moved in together, right? The same girl I lost my virginity to. And then we broke up. And I think I was 22 at the time and dating an 18-year-old. And she was kind of wild and kind of opened my eyes sexually that, you know, wasn't so vanilla. And then I cheated
on her. That sex wasn't so vanilla. Like, you guys did more interesting things with each other sexually. She turned you on to stuff.
Yeah. Like, you know, different positions and just different, like, places, like out in public, different things like that. So I was like, you know, what else is out there? kind of thing. So we dated for about a year, and that's probably around the time I cheated on her with my kid's mom. And she got pregnant. And
but she wasn't your kid's mom. Like, so she was just another woman. Where do you meet her? Like, where did she come from?
My kid's mom?
Yeah.
at work.
Okay, so you cheated on her with a coworker.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so this girl and you are, like, flirting at work. Because this kind of shit happens all the time, right? I mean, because you're spending a lot of time with coworkers.
Yeah.
So you start to get horny for this girl. And how do you guys cheat? Was there alcohol involved?
No, not alcohol. We did drink a few occasions, but that wasn't the contributing factor. We would just hook up, like, in parking lots and just...
I love parking lot sex. I just think it's hilarious. I don't know. There's something so funny about it. You know, because that's where a lot of people that are cheating do it, you know, in the back of, like, minivans.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we couldn't really
go anywhere else.
Go to each other's places. So
was she cheating, you know, on somebody too?
No, she was single.
Okay.
Yeah, she was single. But So yeah.
And she gets pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And now does she get pregnant and you're still dating the other one and then you tell the other one about this whole affair thing, or do you keep it a secret from her?
Well, I kept it a secret for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, you can't really hide this. So
yeah.
At first I didn't tell her that she was pregnant. I just, I broke it off with the girl I was with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, our city's kind of small, so word travels fast, and she found out, and she wanted to make it work for a little bit, but, you know, she couldn't handle it.
What, the girl that you cheated on that had a baby? She was like, oh, I'll take you back, even though you had an affair and got the girl pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay. And so then she couldn't deal with it.
No, she couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, that was smart.
I mean, it's hard to deal with it. It's
Say because she had a baby, but I think it was more so because you cheated on her with this girl. You know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the trust. It's hard to get that back. And like, listen, I think when someone has a lot more invested in a relationship, I understand people trying to get past that, right? You know, if you have three kids and you've been together for 20 years and something like that happens, you know, you could work through it. But, you know, you guys are young. You cheated on her with a coworker. She's just, you know, really young too, right at the time. Why would she stay with you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's right.
No offense. But you know what I mean, right?
No, like I said, I don't blame her at all.
Yeah. So go on.
And then, so like I'm single now, and me and the girl that I got pregnant decided to try to make it work. We moved in together right before my son was born, and you know, we just tried to see if we can make this work for the child and everything, but it really couldn't work because I couldn't be monogamous and I couldn't be on a straight arrow.
Well, did she catch you cheating? I mean, like, is that what happens? Or you just knew that you didn't want to be with one person?
Well, she didn't really catch me per se. I was real into being in the strip clubs at the time. Some stripper kissed me on the cheek and left lipstick, you know, and I was drunk and came home with it on.
Stupid stuff, right? So dumb, right? But she's dealing, the poor girl's dealing with hormones and babies, and she's got to deal with, you know, glitter on your face when you come home. It's too much.
Yeah, and I was messing around too. Like for me, it's like, I don't know why I can't just settle down and just try to make this work the right way. But
well, I think you were too young. I mean, you just lost your virginity. Like, how many girls were you with? Like, I think you need to get that shit out of your system before you settle down with somebody. And that's most people. Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why all the older people, okay, people in my generation are fucking divorced, okay, because they married people like in their 20s. And if you do marriage math, I call it marriage math, and you say like, oh, I figure I'll die around 85, and then you add in the time, or you minus the age you get married at, whatever that equals is the amount of time you're going to be with one person. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me slightly claustrophobic. If it's any more than like, you know, 12 years. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, come on. And people are living a lot longer nowadays. In my days, people would be like, if someone died at 65 or 70, you'd be like, okay. But now it's like, he only died at 69. He's so young, you know, like, so you can't get married in your 20s. And so I think you were just, young at that time. That's why you couldn't keep, you know, with one person. You had just like all the floodgates had opened for you. You're finally having like interesting sex. Like you said, for like the second girl was so hot to you because she liked to do different positions. You know what I mean? Like you had just started because there's even so much more than that out there. Right. And you really, I mean, I just keep teasing it, but like you really wound up really opening up a lot of doors and going after and doing a lot of things. So you obviously had a lot of stuff inside of you that you wanted to explore.
Right. And, you know, during this time, that's when Craigslist was booming. And so going through the personal sections, you know, I even explored, you know, the same sex personals.
Gimma, wait. Okay. So here you are. Okay. I need more information, right? Here you are. Now, how old are you, like, the first time you're going to hook up with a guy?
Oh.
Do you remember?
Probably 23 or 24, somewhere around there.
Okay, well, so when did you realize that you were, like, kind of hot for a guy? Or, like, was it you were watching porn and every now and then that kind of excited you? Like, I mean, how did you, when did that itch start?
I wouldn't say hot for a guy, per se. Like, I don't see a guy and say, oh, he's hot.
It's no, just but just, like, hot to, like, have sex with a guy. Like, what part of that were you watching porn? Like, you know, how did you know you were curious?
I think it was when AOL Instant Messenger was around.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the chat rooms. And then they went away, and then Yahoo Messenger came around, and they had chat rooms. So, like, I experienced these chat rooms, you know, and I was just intrigued and curious about it. So just chatting with guys and everything. Kind of intrigued me a little bit of how it would feel and how, if it's something I want to pursue, you know, just the curiosity of it. Really.
Yeah, you'd sort of dabbled in it online and from a distance for many years, I would assume, right before.
Yeah, then, you know, you hear about Craigslist and the personal ads and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then you start looking at guys' ads.
Yeah, and then you see your city, you know, your location, and you're like, oh, you can be able to meet up. So,
yeah.
That was kind of the point in time.
And so what did you go looking for, and who did you find, and what happened on that first experience?
I met this older gentleman. He was in his 50s or so, and he was kind of in the same boat I was, or so he said at the time, you know, curiosity. So I was like, okay, he's curious, I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not like, there's an even playing field on there. So I met up with him. He lived in the same city as I did, probably like a couple miles from me. So went over to his house one night, and all we did was just oral.
Both of you both gave blowjobs to each other?
Yeah. And I remember telling myself after I left that night, I was like, no, this ain't for me.
Right.
But.
And how come? How come you're like, was it not that great, or did you feel freaked out afterwards?
I wouldn't say freaked out. I would just say kind of like, grossed out, or
right.
You ashamed felt, of myself, maybe.
Right, so it was more afterwards, but during, you actually enjoyed it.
But yeah, like during it, you know, you're horny and your adrenaline's going, and you kind of really don't think about it until after. Like,
well, I think yeah, right. I always say that's why I asked, because it could be two reasons why you didn't like it, or you said it's not for you. Like, one is that you actually did it and you were like not turned on, and it wasn't even actually that good, and you were like, wow, I'm not really that attracted to men, or it was the scenario where it was really fucking hot, but the minute you came and we're done and you're back in reality, you're like, holy shit, like, this is not cool. You know, that kind of a thing. And so it was more that scenario.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. We kept in touch after that because, you know, we all get horny again.
And, yeah, right. That's what happens. And then did you see him again?
Well, I was honest with him and told him, I was like, you know, I don't want to perform anything on you, but you can perform it on me. And he was like, okay.
Okay.
So it was just strictly him giving me blowjobs for maybe two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
We met up. And then I kind of ghosted him after that.
Right. So go on.
But that was it for that person. He still tried to message me and text me after that.
Of course.
But, I just ignored him.
Yeah, listen. I mean, you were like half his age, right?
Yeah.
He probably, you know, for him it was a good score to have you around. I'm sure he found somebody else later. So anyway, so go on with you. All right. So that's the first guy that you hook up with.
Right.
I mean, you take it further.
Well, it went probably, he was more of a masculine guy, and I kind of went more feminine type of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next couple of guys I was with were more of the flamboyant, femme, clean shave, and that was a little more better, or a little bit better, as far as, you know, not feeling so grossed out about it.
So you felt like, okay, afterwards, and even during, did you prefer that kind of guy experience?
Yeah.
Guy and guy, right? Okay. And now, were you still finding these people on Craigslist?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we, I think it was the third guy I actually topped.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first time to, you know, have penetration sex with a guy.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And are you a top or a switch? Or have you been a bottom? Like, what's your deal?
I've tried bottoming, and no, it's not for me.
So you like the top.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you prefer people to just blow you too. You're more of, you know, that's your role.
Yeah, and like I said, like if I'm with in a relation, not a relationship, but a hetero partnership, or seeing somebody, a girl, and we're having consistently good sex, I won't even think about men or want to get blowjobs or whatever.
Right.
But like, it's just the point when maybe I'm not getting any for a while, it's just easier to go and get a blowjob from a guy or somewhere else like that.
Mm-hmm. And so that's where you typically, that's when you go looking for the guy, is when you're lacking like the female companionship, or just a girl that is having a regular in your life that you're having sex with.
Yeah, just like a regular fling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, going in chronological order here.
Yeah.
And then I start hooking up with trannies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting more into the feminine type.
And did you go out strictly looking for that because you had like Googled that kind of porn and you were like horny for it? It was just like something new maybe to do?
Well, I mean, on the Craigslist personal ads back then, they had the, so you know, the sections.
Yeah.
The sections. Yeah, the trans section. So
you went and looked there.
I clicked. Yeah, and they had the pictures displayed and all that. And I'm like, whoa, I mean, it's just like a chick.
Yeah, kind of for a guy, right, who likes women and sometimes likes a man. Wouldn't that be the best of both worlds? I mean, you know what I mean? You got it all right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, it works.
And, yeah.
And when I had that experience, it was a pretty good experience. You know, we.
In what sense? Because you really, it was like really hot, like the hottest experience because they were trans?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, her tits were big and she was kind of slim and it was just, she was smooth, not hairy, not masculine at all. So it's just like being with a, you know, a chick.
Right. Uh-huh. And then you top her, him?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And performed oral on her and she performed oral on me and did it all.
Right.
It was pretty fun. We hit it off pretty good and had regular meetings probably like once a week or so. Whenever she was available.
Right. And now, were you dating all during this time? That's what I thought.
I wasn't dating during this period.
Okay.
But shortly thereafter that, me and my kid's mom.
Right. That's what I remember is like you guys are always trying to work it out, right?
Mm-hmm. And we saw each other too.
During this, while you're seeing these other guys, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We saw each other too. Like I'd go over there and take care of the baby or she would drop the baby off to me and sometimes I would just hang over there watch a movie and then we would have sex and so we kind of saw each other on and off again but never really tried again for a relationship per se and
with her
right.
Well, didn't she catch you though cheating again with like a crossdresser or something like that?
She caught me. Well, this was
then you married her, right?
No, I didn't marry her. Not this one.
What?
I didn't marry this one. This is the one with my older two kids, mom.
The what?
This was my older kids, mom.
Oh, how many kids and ex-wives and baby mamas do you have?
I only have two baby mamas.
Oh, okay. Well, when did you meet the second girl and have a baby? Did I miss that?
No, this isn't until recent.
Okay. So the second one, the one recently caught you cheating on her with a crossdresser.
Correct.
Oh, okay. So we haven't gotten to that because I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so you're back and forth though with your first baby mama, yeah. Right? And you guys mm-hmm. try and make work, but it never really lasts, right? And then you eventually meet a new one and get somebody else pregnant.
Well, while I was experiencing that first transgendered female, mm-hmm. and when me and my baby mama were, you know, seeing each other on and off, she ended up getting pregnant again.
Okay.
By me.
Mm-hmm.
And had my daughter.
Okay.
So we tried to make it work again and for a relationship. And that only lasted probably 3 or 4 months. And it just went back to the same old thing where I just couldn't commit to that one person as she wanted, you know.
Right. And you knew that. But that's good because, I mean, I think I gave you a whole little speech in the beginning, not even knowing really who you are. Just because about, yeah. Why can't fucking people just be single? You know, it was more general, you know, but I directed it at you. But, you know, you come to that realization really early on. Right. Like, I mean, it's not like you stay in long term relationships and really have a lot of affairs. I mean, you sort of realize it, like you said, like 3 months in, you're like, you're not into being monogamous.
Yeah, but like I go back and forth throughout after that. Like I had like an 18-month relationship with somebody, year and a half relationship with somebody after that.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't go beyond that, you know.
Right.
And then eventually my ex-wife. It all came down. I mean, when I was in those exclusive relationships, I would still be seeing people on the side and meeting strippers.
And even women too, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, even like strippers in VIP rooms, I dated strippers on the side. It was a pretty dark period for a few years there.
Really? In that you were always just having this, like, you're always cheating on people, you mean that way? Like, what was dark about it? You know, was it the fact that it was, like, with strippers and always in the back of a fucking thing and with Craigslist people and behind people's backs? Like, is that what was so dark about it? Or is that because you were lying?
I guess because of everything you said.
Yeah.
All into one. It just... I would thought I was going to be a better person than this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like how the cards unfolded for me. So I'm learning to deal with it too. I guess it all boils down to self-control and being honest with somebody. And I just didn't have either of those.
Right. But the problem is you would feel bad about it, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean, because listen, there's some people that live your life and they don't have a fucking thought about it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like maybe 20 years later or whatever, but I mean, like you weren't, even while you're doing it, you're not having fun, right? Like, I mean, you're having fun, but you're always regretting it, or you always are feeling bad about it at the same time, right?
Yeah. Like I don't feel regret until, you know, after it's done.
Right. You're scratching the itch. It's something pulls you. You almost feel like you don't have control over yourself. You do it. And then you're like, fuck. And it's like, and every time you just like fail and you're trying not to. Right. Like some part of you doesn't like to do that. Right. Doesn't want to do it. But then it's like you're split in two.
It's like you got the angel and devil.
Yeah. Listen, because I talk to people all the time that are doing all kinds of things, you know, and I think that there's, like I said, some people that are doing all this stuff and they wouldn't think twice about it. You know what I mean? But when you do feel bad about it, like that's when you really need to fucking get your act together. Right. Because it is, like I say, like I do believe that you make up your own sort of morals and values. Right. Whatever is right for you. And so, and when you're going against that, that's when it's wrong. You know what I mean? Because it's wrong to you, not to everybody else, you know, because you don't feel right about it.
Correct.
Yeah. So go on.
You know, after my daughter was born, that's when, as I said, you know, the strippers came and then, Craigslist went away. Few years after she was born, I can't remember the exact year Craigslist went away, but and then Grindr came up, and you know, I got on there, and I was able to, it was an easier way to meet up with, you know, femme guys and transsexuals, and you know, just trying to feed my urge and whatever I was feeling that day, or whatever sexual preference I was wanting that day, I would go and choose. Sometimes, you know, whatever came first.
Whatever you mean popped up first?
Whoever messaged me back first.
Oh, right. So whether it was a man or a trans woman or something like that, is that the stuff that you were like looking, or a regular, like a what would you call it, a cis woman? I mean, or is that like your choices?
No, just like the, just a transsexual, just a transgendered woman, that that was my only person who I had interest for.
Oh, that's what, not, you were looking for mostly on Grindr.
Like more feminine, the better. So I would start with trans and work my way down to more femme type of guys.
Yeah.
I couldn't find any trans, and you know, there's a lot of nasty prostitutes on Grindr and stuff. So you have to weed them out, and I'm not about to catch anything. Anything like that. But you know, you just have to weed out the people who are just trying to bullshit you, and
because you wanted the real deal. I mean, you weren't looking. I mean, you were probably paying for the strippers in the VIP room, but you didn't want to pay for the trans women on Grindr.
No, I'm like, I'm just real skeptical about, you know, who's real, who's a undercover cop. and schemes and all that stuff. So I just, as a typical rule, I just don't even bother with it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, because at some of these strip clubs, you know, you could go to the VIP room, pay $150 and have sex.
Oh, really? You know.
Mm-hmm.
It, with the strippers?
So, mm-hmm.
And do they pocket that cash, or do you think they have to split it with the you know, where they work? Or is that, like, on the down low even for them? And
they pocket it.
They pocket the whole thing. Right, right. Oh, yeah, right.
There's
they
a,
just keep
there's
all
a door
tips.
Guy. There's a door guy there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they give them a little bit of it, but you pay, like, $50 to go back there.
Yeah.
To the house, and then you pay the stripper $150. So it's like $200 in total.
Mm-hmm. So. And do you use condoms?
Oh, yeah.
You'd always do, right? So you have them on hand because you know you're going to the strip club and you could get laid.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Interesting. So that always goes,
Most of the time they have them too. So
they have the in the rooms or whatever?
Or the strippers do, like in their purse or their locker or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm assuming you had some. I mean, did you ever date any of the strippers? If you were like such a regular, did you have relationships?
Yeah, I dated a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Dated a couple, had had a pretty good relationship with one for 4 or 5 months.
Right.
So, and then she ended up ghosting me.
Right. She didn't find out that you were cheating on her, did she?
No, I actually wasn't with her. Actually didn't with her at all.
Okay, so she just ghosted you. Do you know why?
Well, I found out she ended up moving to the East Coast with, I guess, an ex that was in the military, or maybe she was cheating on me, or cheating on me.
Yeah, right.
Or, mm-hmm. Whatever. But.
Right. Did you ever feel like, and I don't know if you're, I mean, dating a man or a trans woman? Like in having a relationship, have you ever? Did you ever, or have you ever thought of that?
I have, with a trans woman. I met her off Grindr, and we had relations a few times, and then we would not talk to each other for a little bit, and then reconnect, and it was an ongoing thing for about a couple of years. And I always wonder, like, you know, what about a relationship thing with a trans woman?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only thing that's really, you know, holding me back is just like, as everybody probably is, you know, what would other people think in my family and friends and you know, all that type thing. And
mm-hmm.
I know like you shouldn't really let that influence you, but.
But it's there, of course.
It's hard.
Yeah, of course, for sure. Yeah. But that would be your ultimate. And do you think that that's what would make you the happiest?
I think not being in a relationship would make me the happiest.
Wait, we still haven't gotten to your marriage.
I know.
Right.
I was wondering if an hour was long enough.
Yeah, it's long enough. We're only at 30 minutes now. So you had that, like, it made, when you were on and off again or seeing that a trans woman for a long time, right? That's when you started to realize that you could have feelings for a trans mm-hmm. woman, right? And that would be ideal for you. But so then is it around that time? And now you're always a top, right, with all these people?
Yes.
And that's what you're down for. Now, mm-hmm. when do you meet that? Let's get to the wife, right? Do you meet her around, and you have another baby with her, right? I mean, when do you meet her? Around this time, right?
I meet her.
How many years ago?
I think it was 3 years ago, in 2018. So a little over two years ago.
Okay. And so do you have a baby with her and that's why you marry her? Or do you marry her and have a baby with her?
Well, we met each other like in, you know, October, and then we ended up marrying in March.
Okay. Why do you get married so soon?
I don't know.
I mean, did you just think you were so in love?
Yeah. I mean, she was really a good person and good influence on my life. So I was thinking, okay, maybe this will be the one to calm me down and keep me grounded, and I can have so-called, you know, air quotes, normal life.
You had that part of you that was really always wanting that, right? That's the part of you that always felt bad about what you were doing, right? So here's the perfect girl sort of offering you that.
For the most part, you know, I was, you know, I would flirt every now and then with somebody at work, but it was just harmless flirting. But for 6 months there with her, and then after we got married, it was pretty much monogamous. And
for how long?
For about 6 months.
Okay.
You know.
You're like, oh, and I was so, it was really good with her, just 6 months.
Oh, yeah. And
that's long thing, for you. Like, yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if I'll go a period of time, you know, a few months, 6 months with somebody, and then I'll just go back to, you know, my old self. And,
right.
You know.
So 6 months into your relationship with the one, right? You thought she was the one, right? You marry her really early on. You're like, she's so great. She's a really nice girl. Now, did she get pregnant right away?
She got pregnant probably a few months after we got married.
Okay, so, and then 6 months into it, though, what happens? Who do you meet, or do you go looking? Is the itch come back and you're like, I got to fucking scratch it? Like, how does it happen that you cheat on her?
Yeah, basically the itch came back, and so I got on Grindr and looked. And
now, you said, like, if everything's great sexually, like, I don't really go looking. Now, was it because she got pregnant and you weren't having that much sex with her? Like, what was going on there that made you start to go look?
I guess just we weren't having sex that much.
And I'm not saying that because I think that it's like you should blame the other person, right? At
no,
all,
because no,
most people,
no.
Right? But I ask that only because I want to see if that is the real reason why that thing sort of pops up for you all the time. You know what I mean? Is it that? Is it something else? You know? So was it she? It really was that you guys, your sex, like, kind of stopped or waned because she was pregnant.
It didn't slow down like all that much. It was just, I guess it just boiled down to, like, it was just an itch that I had, and just,
right, that's what,
like,
I was getting at.
I
that
wanted.
Maybe it's not just when you're not, like, because you said, oh, if I'm with a girl and, you know, the sex is really good and everything, like, I'm fine. But I don't think so. I think that they're two separate things that are happening. You know what I mean? You have that, even if the sex is good, it's not a trans woman, right? Or this other thing that you're really into, and that starts to come into your head, right? Because it's something that you've done, and it's something that you like, and it's something that you're lacking because you haven't done it in 6 months.
Correct, yeah.
Right. So you start looking, right? And then you meet up with a cross-dresser. Is that when that whole thing happened? Do you meet up with a lot of people before she catches you? Like, how much do you cheat on her before she catches you?
She was actually the only one.
What was that? Just one?
Just one.
Oh, my God. You're, like, sloppy. You with the lipstick on your face. How did you get caught with the cross-dresser?
Oh, it's the famous iPhone watch.
Oh, why? What? I don't know much about iPhone watches. What? So you have an iPhone watch and a text comes in and it's like right there on your breast and she's sitting right next to you? Oh, my God.
Yep. Basically, I was talking to my dad on the phone. We were actually on vacation when she found.
How was your child born, or, like, is she still pregnant?
She's still pregnant.
Right. She's still pregnant. Now, first of all, let's just start off, like, let's get a little bit into this cross-dresser, right? Because you've always been with trans women. Is the cross-dresser just somebody that just popped up, like you said, and you're like, okay, that's kind of interesting. And, I mean, how did you wind up meeting up with or having an affair with a cross-dresser?
You know, basically, just what you said, you know. I messaged her because she looked pretty much like a chick.
Right.
So, it didn't bother me too much that she was a cross dresser. So I messaged her and then we met up before I met up with her before work, and there was that day we were going out of town after work, and so I was just talking to my dad on the phone. She was right next to me. The text popped up on my phone, and you know, she wanted to see my phone and my watch.
But how come? Like, let me ask you this, because if you trust somebody, like, why would you be going, like, let me look and let me see? Like, why was she distrustful of you already for some reason? I mean, why was she checking your watch or your phone?
I don't know. Like, she never really done that before. She said she had a suspicion or a
feeling.
See,
that's interesting, right? Don't you think? It's interesting. Women's, like, women's intuition, they call it,
yep,
quote unquote, right? Because here she is not, because, you know, this is the first time you're cheating on her, right? I mean, she doesn't know that you're a cheater. She doesn't know your history, right? You didn't tell her your history, or did you?
No, I haven't told her. Well, she knew about my kid's mom and how I had an affair.
Oh, all right. Well, that might have been a little bit in her mind then. Okay, so your phone is beeping or blowing up, and she's like, let me look at your phone? Is that what happens? How does she?
It really wasn't blowing up. I mean, it was literally the two texts, you know.
And she said, like, I want to look at it?
Yeah.
And did you know what it was because you saw it on your watch? Is that how it goes?
Well, I knew. I was like, I deleted the text from my phone. But then right then and there, I realized, well, I didn't delete them from my watch.
Okay.
Because it's two separate things.
Right.
So right now, I knew I was fucked.
Why? So she wants to look at your phone. Did you give her your phone?
Yeah, I gave her my phone.
Yeah.
And then she said, give me your watch.
Oh, you were fucked.
And yeah.
She was smart.
So,
or I'm dumb because I wouldn't think to do that.
I decided to play the honest card and just try to see.
Well, you didn't decide. No, listen, you didn't decide to play the honest card. You were so fucking busted. There's no honesty in what you did. She caught you because it was right there. I mean, you mean honest in that telling her, like, what the truth was of what she was seeing, right? Is that what you mean?
Well, I could have just not showed her my watch and it could have ended right there. But.
Well, that she would have known something, but you decided to just come clean, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So you give her the watch. Oh my God. And what did the guy had said to you? Like, what was in there? The text.
Well, she read about a few of the messages that was pretty incriminating. You know, it was just like, hey, come over. I want to suck your dick. And,
oh my God. But, and what was this person in your phone as? Like who is this person that it's coming from? Like, does it say a woman's name or a man's name? Cause that's like doubly fucked. She's like doubly like, what the fuck if it's a guy's name?
No, it was just Sky.
Sky. Oh, okay.
She called herself Sky. So,
okay. So it's a woman. She's thinking that this is a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did she ever find out that it wasn't a woman?
No, she didn't.
Okay. Because that would have been even more hardcore, right? As far as, like, you know, for her to find out, right? So she
She saw about half of the messages, and I grabbed the watch and then deleted them right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she got, you know, pissed off, of course, because I deleted them.
yeah, that was the honest. I decided to take the honest route. You're so funny.
Well, I played it like that. I would rather, in my mind at that moment, I would rather played it out where to see how it went versus her calling me out, having sex with a dude or anything like that.
No, that would have been much worse for you, but also much worse for her. It would have just opened up a whole other thing, right? But does she break up with you immediately? Like, what happens?
Well, like I said, we were about 6 hours away from home.
Oh, yeah, you're on vacation. Oh, my God.
And she wanted to leave right then and there, and I had just drove 6 hours, and I said, look, if you want to go home, I'll take you home in the morning.
And she's pregnant, and she's on vacation? Oh, my gosh, this is not good.
No, it wasn't good.
So you're like, I'll take you home in the morning, and what happened? Did you go home?
Well, she packed up all her shit and put it in the car and was about to leave. So I was like, okay. So I got in the car, and she was like, I can't drive like this. I was like, well, I can't either, because I'm about to, like, pass out, fall asleep, and I'm not driving 6 hours
back,
like, on no sleep.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You want to, you can sleep in the hotel room, and I'll sleep in the car. Whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
She was like, no, let's just go talk. So we went and talked, and she was still living and pissed off, but she didn't want to end things.
Right. I mean, like, the poor girl, I mean, she's newly married, she's newly pregnant. I mean, that's a tough position for her to be in.
Yeah.
You know, people could understand why she would try and make it work. The first girl, I would say no, right? Because she, you guys, like I said, she was young. There's nothing invested there. You go, here, you had just invested in all these new things, right? It's a new marriage, a new baby coming.
Mm-hmm.
And did you, like, want to make it work too? And did you just say, oh, that, like, what was your sort of, what did you pitch? How did you pitch it to her? Like, oh, this was a one-time thing. Like, I mean, didn't she want to, like, details? Like, where'd you meet this person? Like, what was your story that you gave her?
Well, I was just vague on everything.
That must have drove her crazy.
She wanted to know where she lived. She wanted to know, you know, her height, weight,
everything,
age,
yeah,
pictures,
yeah.
I didn't have any in my phone.
Thank God.
She
might have seen the Adam's apple.
Yeah,
you could have showed her pictures
of what?
Of the sky. You could have shown her pictures.
Oh no.
So, but what was, like, what did you say? Like, you know, I'm a girl. I know I would have been like, where'd you meet this person? Who is she? Like, what, you know, where did you say you met this person? Like, what was the story that you conjured up?
I told her I met her on the, because we met on a dating app.
Yeah.
So I told her that, you know, before we came together, you know, this was just like an ex of mine. And we just had like a one-time fling.
All right. So that was the story you threw out there. Okay.
Yeah.
And so that was, she was like, okay, let's try and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But it never worked.
No, because it was too many restrictions on me, and rightfully so.
Right.
As far as going through my phone whenever she wanted.
And now you really, listen, she really was the perfect girl for you if you really wanted to stop, right? And, like, be the person that you said. She was that girl.
Oh, I know.
You know, those restrictions, but you just couldn't, you were not able to do
it
that.
It just wasn't me.
Right. You couldn't, you weren't ready to not sleep with other people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, you know, you can't force yourself to be a person who you're not.
And right. Absolutely.
That's what I failed to realize.
Yeah.
Until now.
Mm-hmm. And so now, how long after did you guys, like, how long after she caught you did you guys last? And then you guys, did you get divorced, I'm assuming?
About a year.
Oh, so you stayed a year, you had the baby, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you guys got divorced. Does your first girl know about all this stuff? Because, I mean, she was probably felt very vindicated that, you know, you cheat on somebody else too. She's not the only one. Like, does she know? Because, you know, she has two of your kids too. So you obviously stay in touch with her, right? Are you guys friends enough that she knows what happened with this one? Or is it on the down low?
Actually, my kid's mom is like, we're pretty much best friends.
Right, right. I figured you'd.
So she knows everything about me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does she know that you're with guys?
Yeah.
Okay, so when she found out about you being with other people, she knew it was men?
Yeah.
Okay, and so did she, so when she found out that you did this, was she like, oh my God, you fucking idiot, you know, because she just knows you.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
Yeah. You know, she's been pretty cool with it, and she don't out me or anything like
she
that.
She respects you, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, at this point, you guys have known each other a long time, right? You've been through mm-hmm. so much. She, you had cheated on her. Like, she went through all that, right? All that stuff is in the past. But, you know, I think when you could work through all those things but stay together, you can develop a friendship. And it's great that you guys are that way, considering that you have two kids together. You know, that's the best way to be. Are you still Are you close with this girl now? I mean, is she, you know, you guys divorce, right? You're not going to leave totally because you have a child with her. Are you guys friendly at this point now at all?
No.
No?
It's on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Oh, she fucking hates you.
Yeah.
How come? Yeah. Because of the cheating, or did you not, were you not like, I mean, after you got caught, like, were you a good dad to the child?
I mean, I've always been an excellent dad to, yeah. Cause she had a son previously. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were always doing stuff with the kids and everything like that. And even with our baby now, it's, you know, I take care of her and do everything right. It's just, and she respects me as a dad, just not as somebody who she wants to talk to.
Well, let me ask you this. She, you know, you cheat on her. She says, okay, let's make it work, and decides to give it like her best. Who winds up breaking up the relationship a year later?
I do.
Yeah, that's why she hates you.
Yeah,
because she's like, even, I'm willing to put up with your cheating and you still fucking leave me. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
it got to a point where, you know, we were, I mean, it was pretty yelling matches. She would get in my face and yell, and mm-hmm. it was just, I didn't want to get to a point where, it would escalate to anything, if it even would have, So I just ended it because,
listen,
know,
you
for,
did
for
the right
both of
thing.
Us.
You did the right thing, but that's why she, you know, still has resentment, right? Because that kind
of
stuff.
She even said that it was a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she said like she didn't have the guts to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Exactly. You did it for the both of you. But it still will bother, even though, listen, just human being, like, behavior is, it doesn't fucking, that still doesn't matter, even if you know that in your brain. Do you know what I mean? Your ego still gets burned by shit like that. Like, who did it first? You know, like, that kind of stuff is just stupid bullshit stuff. But we all have been there, felt it. I understand it, you know. So I could see why she has had a hard time getting past this stuff, you know. Maybe give her a couple more years.
Oh yeah, hopefully so.
Yeah, I mean, you have a child with her, so she's not going anywhere. Has she ever like remarried or anything?
No, this was just recently.
How long?
Last year. We
oh, it's only divorced. A year.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm thinking we're like 3 years ago. Oh, so yeah, it's just too early. That's why I'm sure that other wife that you're so close with now, a year after, things weren't so great, right? I mean, it's like, it doesn't happen magically that you could, what was that term Gwyneth Paltrow used, couple, like, you know, unconscious coupling, like, you know, or conscious couple, you know, where you stay close and friends. I think there has to be a time where you're allowed to hate each other and do all that stuff. That's normal human being feelings that you have to allow and go through. And then when you come to the other side of that is the when you can unconsciously uncouple or whatever the fuck it is, where you know, you decide to be cool with it. But I think, you know, it's a hard thing to get past in just under a year, because it was, you know, it's not just the cheating. I mean, she was married. There's a lot of things. It's very loaded for her, you know?
Yeah.
So definitely. Now you guys break up. And so now for the past year, have you just been like going crazy? Have you have like, is that itch to actually date a trans woman, like something that you think more and more about?
I don't know. I'm just kind of feeling it out. And, but yeah, going crazy. I don't know about going crazy.
Oh yeah, it's COVID. I forget.
Yeah,
I
COVID
forget.
Happened. But I'm not too like, I'm not too worried about the COVID stuff. Really.
Have you had it and gotten over it, or cause you're young, you're not afraid of it, or do you live in a place where
I had it?
Oh, you did. Okay. So you've been there.
Yeah.
Done
back
that, right?
In August, I think.
Right. Uh-huh. Did you get really sick, or were you not so bad, just the sniffles? Because I know a lot of people that had it were just like, you know, got.
Well, I just felt kind of tired.
Yeah.
Drained, tired, fatigue, you know, never lost taste or anything.
Right. So have you been hooking up? Like, who do you typically hook up with now since your breakup?
Well, I basically used Tinder, mm-hmm. Bumble, mm-hmm. and Grindr.
Yeah.
So those kind of the three apps, and they keep me busy.
Right. And do you see a lot of different people? Like, or do you like variety? Do you like to keep the same ones? Or, like, do you see, like, how many people a month do you see around?
I have a few regular people that I met off Tinder. A few people off Grindr. Probably about a month. Probably, like, 5 or 6 people.
Right. And are they all men? Are there women? Like, how is it broken down?
There's only one guy, one trans that I'm talking to. I haven't hooked up with her yet,
mm-hmm.
but the others is off of Tinder, some females off of Tinder.
Right. Now, are you finally at the place, and I think maybe you said it in the beginning, are you finally at the place where you're not looking for that relationship and you're just keeping yourself single so that you can do whatever you want and don't have to feel bad?
Well, I guess the place I'm at now, it's kind of like, I want to be single, you know, I need to be single. My brain's telling me to be single. And, but it's just for whatever reason, it's something about a relationship that I miss. But,
to find a relationship with somebody? I mean, you're young, like a woman that would be interested, because I talk to people that have successful open relationships, and I think younger people, are much more open to different kinds of things, you know, much more so now.
If I could find somebody with a mindset of like an open relationship, but like even with those, there's some rules involved in.
And you don't like to follow any rules? You can't even.
I know. I can't have my cake and eat it too.
Yeah, that's like sounds so ridiculous. Like, I mean, if you met a girl that you really liked, okay, like you really liked, and she was like, but and you could fuck guys when you want to, you know what I mean? But let's do. But her boundary was like, but we have to do it together, and you can't do it. Like, wouldn't that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. You're not really.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like doing it together would be fun.
Right, but you still would need to do that other stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's something about just doing my own thing, you know. So.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like at the point right now, like just going to take it easy for a while, be single. Just try this out and see how I like it.
Yeah, and maybe if you like really the next time you meet somebody that you like, if you try, maybe try being honest up front about who you are and see where that takes you. You know what I mean? And maybe try an open relationship. I know that you say that, I couldn't, you know, because it's not like you stay with any of these people that long enough to really develop feelings. Cause, I mean, how much was your longest relationship with any of these women?
2 years.
Oh, which one? With the first baby mama? Who were you with 2 years?
The very first relationship that I cheated on with my baby mama.
Yeah.
That was about 2 years.
Okay.
And then my ex-wife, it was almost 2 years.
Right. Well, the next time you get the itch or maybe you meet someone, I think like, you know, you don't know if 2 years from now, like you might, you know, if you start to meet someone that you really like and you're able to have an open relationship with them, if you continue mm-hmm. to do that and you continue to stay with the person, you might wind up realizing if you really care that maybe if you develop real feelings for that person that you would be okay to live with some rules because you wouldn't want to lose that person, that I think it could maybe work for you in the future. But I think you definitely should take as much time as you can by just fucking being single and doing what you want and, you know, living it mm-hmm. out, because, you know, and just doing it as much as possible and getting it out of your system as much as you can before you try out the relationship thing. And I think if you do that, maybe one day you can have a relationship that's open, that has some rules and you'd be able to follow it. But now is not the time.
Yeah, that's my goal, is just to, you know, live the single life a little bit, get it out of my system. And,
yeah.
And do whatever the fuck you want. Get to a point where, you know, I'm done with that.
Yeah, and you'll know because you'll meet someone that you like. But, like, right now, you don't have anyone in your life, right, that's trying to. I mean, what happens when you meet the girls? Like, I mean, are you straight up with them that you're not looking for a relationship right now?
Pretty much.
Right.
So, you know, some I don't, like, come out and say it. Mm-hmm. But I just navigate the conversation to strictly that.
Right, right. Yeah, I think that that's good. That's what, and I think that how I sort of prefaced this whole episode in the beginning was how it ended. And I think, you know, you kind of were like a guy that has, you know, wants his cake and eats it too, but it's not really right for you. You know, when you're trying to do, to me, when you're trying to be in the relationship and you're trying so hard to be monogamous, that's like when you're trying to do something that is like unworkable. But now, like, you're trying to be single and do whatever you want. And I think that's more workable for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a more realistic goal,
yeah,
right? Than definitely. For you to be in a relationship and be monogamous, right? Like, you already know that that's not fucking going to happen. But I think it's much easier for you to not scratch the itch of going out and having a relationship than for you to be in a relationship and not be able to scratch that itch to go out and fuck all these random people, because that's what you're into.
Yep.
And go do your thing and have your fun. Mm-hmm. And maybe 5 years from now, you will be in a relationship with a trans woman because, you know, you will be okay with putting that out there. Who knows, you know? But I think what's most important is that you're being more true to yourself now by, you know, being single.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's what my quest is right now, just to find myself and basically just live out my life the way I see fit and just see where it takes me and what road to go on and whatnot.
Yeah, you already have all your babies. You've been married. I mean, you've done a lot, and you're only like, what, 34?
Yeah.
You have your whole life ahead of you, and you've done so much that you've checked off the box, right? It's just time to enjoy yourself. Let me ask you one last question. If you had to label yourself, because I'm so bad with this stuff, right? What would you label yourself?
Well, as far as like bi,
like,
gay,
yeah, uh-huh, like any of those terms, you know, are you... you know, are you hetero, flexible, bi? So there's so many words now, right? Like, is there a word that you think that you would fit into? Label?
I don't know, like, what label to call it, but I would say I'm straight with bi tendencies.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's hetero, flexible. I don't know. Right?
If that, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought maybe because you're younger, you would know. Somebody write it in YouTube, listening on YouTube. Can you please give us the name below in the comments? Anyway, listen, what did we call you? I don't remember your name.
David.
David. David, I like your story. I
Thank
mean, you know,
you.
I don't think I focus a lot on the SCX stuff of things, but because I just like all that other stuff, because I think it's so real life, you know, all the cheating and that. I just think it, and it's very relatable, you know. And so I just tried to get it all in because it's interesting. And I like these kind of conversations because I think, like I said, it's a common problem. You're not the only guy or person. It's not to say that women don't have these issues too, that, you know, finds it hard to be in a monogamous relationship and, you know, lives with this kind of confliction in them, right? And so I think it's interesting to put it out there. So thanks so much for calling in and telling your
problem.
Story.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Stay tuned because your episode will air soon. I don't have to edit a lot out, so it'll be good. It'll be up in the next couple weeks. All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Bye.
Bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly anonymous.